800 AM and 94.9 FM KINY Juneau.
From the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Local first. Now, News of the North.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. Thunder Mountain High School girls and boys defeated the Juneau Douglas High School for the Region V title on Friday. Sports broadcasters Russell Thomas and Clark Slaniker gave live play-by-plays of both games on KINY.
I know there's a big, a lot of consideration up there in Juneau about whether this school even exists next year, and what a way for them to put kind of an exclamation point on all the success that they've had by taking both the men's and ladies' titles here this year. So congratulations to Coach Andy Lee on the girls' side and his whole team and program, and of course, congratulations to Coach Blasco and the boys' program here. A great win here against really stellar competition this year, especially on the boys' side, where all these teams were locked up and Thunder Mountain just got it done.
The TMHS girls Falcons basketball team got a 56-49 win on what may be their school's final season by defeating JDHS. And the TMHS boys defeated JDHS in a 63-58 win. You can re-listen to the games on KINYRadio.com under the Local First News podcast. Harlow Robinson, Executive Director of the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame, talks about accepting recommendations for athletes who bring pride to Alaska. First, he gives some background. The Alaska Sports Hall of Fame was founded in 2006.
Our first class of inductees was that following year. So when you take into account a two-year break during COVID, this spring will be our 16th induction ceremony. At the beginning, we were bringing in about five people on average per year the first few years, but now we bring in usually two or three just to keep the class sizes small and continue to ensure the people that are inducted into the Hall of Fame are kind of reach a really high bar.
Right now, the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame is actively seeking to honor athletes in the annual Director's Awards.
If anyone has some person in mind for a consideration for Athlete of the Year, we give out four awards. There's essentially high school boys, high school aged or younger, and girls, and then one for women and one for men. So we have had some recommendations from some Southeast-based athletes. Always want to make sure every deserving name is on that list before any of the voting process starts. So for any listeners in the Southeast that have someone in mind, can go to Alaska Sports Hall, click on our awards tab.
March 26th is the deadline to submit recommendations for the Director's Awards. And the selection for the Sports Hall of Fame happens every November through a voting process. Recommendations for this are accepted throughout the year, Robinson says.
Alaska is a huge state, geographically and, of course, very culturally diverse. And there's just so many people that have done great things in sports that oftentimes our selection panel may not even be aware of some of the history in Alaska. So we're very open and receptive to and encouraging of submissions. And so it's just as simple as going to our website at alaskasportshall.org. Some people write extensive submissions and others just a quick little blurb, but everything that gets submitted is provided to our selection panel, which is a group of nine people from across the state that are experts in sports backgrounds.
The inspiration for these awards is to celebrate Alaska athletes and preserve the state's history. Coming up, the Juneau School Board is to reconsider the school closure plan tomorrow. That story next when Local First News continues. Welcome back to Local First News. I'm Jazz Garrett. The school board has voted 4-3 to reconsider the consolidation plan that would merge the two high schools and middle schools. They voted on Thursday to reconsider, despite concerns about how a financial crisis plan meeting the state's approval is due this week. The school board first voted on February 23rd to approve a 5-2 vote that consolidated students in grades 9 through 12 at Juneau Douglas High School, Yada Atkale, grades 7 through 8th, and the Home Bridge program at Thunder Mountain High School, and adding 6th graders to the current K-5 elementary school system. However, many parents, students, and other residents since that decision have been advocating for the option that would allow both high schools to remain open with grades 7 through 12th. The Juneau School Board will reconsider the school closure plan on Tuesday. The regular meeting will be at 6 p.m. in the Juneau Douglas High School Yada Atkale Auditorium and on Zoom. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, co-chair of the Senate Arctic Caucus, appeared in front of the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations on Friday, urging the committee to move on Dr. Mike Sfraga's nomination for ambassador-at-large for the Arctic region. Senator Murkowski was a lead proponent on the creation of this position, which the State Department established in August of 2022. Dr. Sfraga was nominated to the ambassadorship on February 13, 2023.
Alaska. We're the state that makes the United States of America an Arctic nation. I have been engaged in Arctic issues since I came to the Senate a long time ago. I have been working on these Arctic initiatives for decades. And one of the things that I have been working to advance very, very hard is the creation of this ambassadorship and now for Dr. Sfraga to be nominated to it. So I'm here today to ask you to join me in supporting Dr. Sfraga. He is a fellow Alaskan. He is a longtime colleague. He is a man that I can call a friend. But more importantly to you all, he has exceptional qualifications for this position.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on what appears to be the start of a criminal investigation by the Justice Department into the Alaska Airlines 737 panel blowout.
The Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation into the Boeing jetliner blowout that left a gaping hole on an Alaska Airlines plane in January, according to the Wall Street Journal, which cites documents and people familiar with the matter who say investigators contacted some passengers on the January 5th flight. The Journal reports the criminal investigation would assist the DOJ's review of whether Boeing complied with a previous settlement over plane crashes. Boeing acknowledged in a letter to Congress it cannot find records for work done on the door panel that blew out midair. I'm Julie Walker.
Today marks the four-year anniversary of the coronavirus pandemic. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
In the 4 years since the global coronavirus outbreak was declared a pandemic, hospitalizations and deaths have dramatically decreased. For the week ending March 2nd, there were 15,000 weekly new COVID hospitalizations, far lower than the peak of 150,000 weekly hospitalizations recorded the third week of January 2022. Overall, more than 1.18 million Americans have died from COVID-19. But this year, for the week of March 2nd, there were just 576 weekly deaths, several times lower than the peak of nearly 26,000 weekly deaths in January 2021. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jazz Garrett.